Radio Without Rules, 107.9, 92.9. The Point, you're tuned into The Breakfast Club. We've got special guests Matt and Luca are joining us. Our first special guest to talk about Durango Playfest, which all kicks off a week from today. Festivities will begin there. Get all the info and tickets at DurangoPlayFest.org. See some fantastic actors coming into town and see plays for the very first time before anybody else, and get to give your feedback to the playwright, which may change the play overall before it hits some big stages or wherever it ends up going off to. Matt and Luca, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, thanks.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Great to have you on. So, we'll start with the basics. Welcome onto the show. And can you both tell us a little bit about yourselves and what your background is and all of that?
Yeah, of course. So basically, I was born in Costa Rica because my entire dad's family is Costa Rican. And then I moved here when I was about 2. And then when I was in the 4th grade, I saw a Merely Players show at the Durango Arts Center. And I was like, wow, that looks really fun. And so I've been doing theater ever since.
All right.
And I'm originally from Durango, born here, third generation. Grew up in Boulder and moved to New York City and then back to Boulder and then back to here. And so I've been, my parents met at the, well, it's closed now. It was called the Henry Strader, but it was originally the Diamond Circle Theater. My parents met acting there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I come from a little bit of a lineage of actors.
I'm so bummed out that they changed that from being a theater. Yeah,
I grew up in that theater. My dad and mom were taking me over there and putting me in costumes and taking pictures of me. And so, yeah, it's my first memories of theater.
Right on. Well, we'll start light here. So with the play Drowning, what's it like taking on these emotionally heavy roles?
Well, we actually, since we haven't, you know, they're play readings, and so we haven't actually started the rehearsals yet. So the preparation hasn't been that heavy. It's just been more of like kind of getting into the background of the character and trying to decide on making some choices. I think the real deep dive is going to happen starting, you know, Monday morning when we go into hardcore rehearsals for 3 days.
Okay. Deep dive. That works with the show title here, I think, a little bit. So Matt, you play Simon, the neighbor who gets drawn into Roger's grief. What's it like to play a character who's dealing with guilt and mystery all at once as you start to dive into this?
Well, you know, it's more mystery, actually. The kind of the catch is that Simon, he can't remember. I think it's a matter of him communicating with himself, which is where Luca's character, Ryan, sort of evolves out of. Is he's trying to remember the events that happened, and he's not sure if he should be guilty or not guilty. And then, you know, Ryan shows up.
Okay. And Luca, your role is very unique. You're essentially playing Ryan, the drowned son, in this at 2 different ages. What was that? How has that experience been, and how do you shift between these versions of the same character at different ages?
Yeah, so essentially the character of Ryan is almost 2 different characters, because there's Roger's version of Ryan and then there's Simon's version of Ryan. And so since technically Ryan is actually their own head, like talking to them, they each of them act towards the characters differently. So Roger's Ryan is a lot more warm, considering like that's his dad, and that would make sense. He's a lot more like loving almost. And then Simon's Ryan is a lot more sarcastic and a lot more, just like sarcastic.
Just a brat. And,
yeah, he's a brat to Simon.
he's tough on Simon. He's not going easy.
Yeah, he doesn't go easy on Simon.
Well, the play walks a fine line between emotional realism and the supernatural. Without giving too much away, how do you as actors approach those ghostly or surreal moments?
I think for me, it's just staying with the other character. And like, I think those surreal moments are left for the audience to interpret, and it's not really that's not really a playable action. So the best that I can do is just play the action that's in front of me and play the reality and the truth of that moment and allow the audience to interpret or read into the surrealism.
All right. Now, Matt, you've done everything from Nathan Detroit to Scrooge to Shakespeare. How does this piece compare to some of your past roles, and what did it ask of you as a performer?
What it's asking is to be a lot more myself, which is much more difficult than, you know, playing Shakespeare or playing Nathan Detroit or playing Scrooge. Like, those are some pretty big, you know, Shakespeare writes big, broad characters. And so the challenge of realism is having to drop that and just be me. And I'm not really very good at being me in real life. You know, I'm much better at being somebody else. So that's the real challenge.
Okay. And Luca, are you currently part of DHS Troop 1096, or are you out of that now? Or,
well, I'm still currently in Troop 1096. Yeah.
And you've played everything between Bilbo Baggins to Jesus in Hands on a Hard Body. How has drowning stretched you creatively, especially with such a serious subject?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. This is the first, like, really acting-heavy role that I've ever had. I mean, I guess Jesus in Hands on a Hard Body was a bit of acting.
Oh, sorry, Jesus. My bad.
No, it's all good. But, yeah, I've never really had to portray emotions that I have to portray through this character on stage before.
All right. For people who just joined us, this is part of Durango Playfest, which brings new works to life right here in the mountain town. I know something for me when I was acting, it was always a dream to me when you open up those play scripts, right, to be in that original cast listing on those plays and everything. And I don't know how that works exactly with the first stage reading of Playfest and everything, but what does it mean to each of you to be able to be getting to do a show that's right on the ground floor, that's never been done before, and for you to be the first adaptation of those characters?
It makes it feel a lot more special. Like, even though doing shows that aren't the original cast is also really special to me, it just gives an extra hint of fun because you are the first people to ever portray those characters on a stage. Do you have anything to say, Matt?
I don't know. I mean, when I approach any role, I try to kind of scrap anything that any preconceptions of anybody else that's done it before and take it from my own angle. I think what's unique about this is that I also do some writing, and I have a real respect for the writer, and we have the luxury of rehearsing the show with the writer in the room with us. And so there's, you know, he's even alluded to, he and the director, Bill, the writer, and Melissa, the director, have alluded to there's going to be some give and take, which is interesting because I usually, you know, really pay homage to how difficult it is as a writer to sit down and, you know, they think and craft out each and every word and each and every statement. And this is going to give us a little bit of wiggle room to say, well, maybe I would say this a little bit differently. And so we'll see how that plays out.
Well, speaking of writing, you've written for Durango Magazine. You've done stand up, which takes some writing to do there. And you won the 2024 Broadway World Denver Award. Does that all feed into the way that you approach these things, your experience as a writer and that kind of thing?
I just have a lot of respect for writers, so I have a lot of respect for the words that they've put down. And so I try not to stray from that as much, because I know how arduous it is to sit down and really say what you believe that these characters are saying. You know, as far as, you know, I guess as far as being an award winner, I mean, the only change for me was that I used to be Matt Bodo, actor, and now I'm award-winning actor Matt Bodo.
It's got a nice ring to it, though.
No, it doesn't change much because, I mean, the writing and the acting, like, I split the two. You know, when I'm acting, I'm acting. Like, that's what I'm focused on, and I'm focused on playing a role. And then when I'm writing, I'm sort of branching out into all the different characters or what the voices are and everything like that.
It just clicked to me. Are you Bodo of the Bodo Park Bodos?
I am Bodo of the Bodo Park Bodos.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry, that just clicked to me. well, so drowning deals with grief, guilt, maybe even a little redemption. What do you hope audiences walk away thinking or feeling after seeing this story unfold?
Well, there's a lot of unique emotions felt throughout the show, especially with the relationship dynamics between Ryan and Simon and Ryan and Roger. And so I hope when people come to see this show, they look at it and they kind of try to see themselves in the character's shoes. Because, like, honestly, Roger and Simon are kind of like polar opposites towards Ryan. And so it's a lot of emotions that are packed into a little script, and I hope people can truly feel those emotions in their in themselves.
I hope that people actually walk away from in reading the script, even when I finish, when I, you know, am doing my own research, I hope that they walk away with more questions than answers.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, you know, like I hope it sparks a further conversation. I think that that's one of the real exciting things about doing any play is if people walk away and they go, wait a minute, was this this or was this that? Or wait a minute, and there's more thought and that there isn't real conclusion, because that's kind of the lifeness of theater, if you will.
All right, yeah. And Luca, you sing harmonies in the car with your family and rock out on instruments when you're not on stage. Do you see yourself leaning more into music or theater down the road, or both?
Oh, man.
Luca, do you rock out?
I do tend to rock out sometimes. And in the choice of music and theater is still one I'm debating.
Okay.
Because I love both of them so much and I hold both of them so dear to my heart. But honestly, as of how it stands right now, probably music. I'm not going to lie, because I've been really working hard recently to try to maintain the skill level that I currently have in music and, like, write original songs. But, like, Drowning is the first actual show that I've done in a long time. And I think, like, my opinion on this changes every day, like, whether or not I want to choose if I want to go and pursue music or theater. So we'll see how I feel after Drowning. But as of right now, at this very moment, I would probably choose music.
All right. You know, there is musical theater. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Kid,
yeah.
You don't have to choose nothing yet.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining us today. DurangoPlayFest.com is where you can, or is it .org? Either way, just look for Durango Playfest. You'll find it there. Get your tickets. Get all the info for all of the shows there. Is there anything else that we should throw out there today? When are the showings for Drowning?
It's Saturday afternoon and Sunday evening are our showings. The showings for all four of the shows start on Thursday, I believe. There's two showings of each show. Tickets are going fast. And, yeah, this is going to be, you know, summer camp for theater for us. So I'm super excited. Hope you are too.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Get out there and enjoy Durango Playfest, everybody. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up the Breakfast Club with that. We will catch you tomorrow on Radio Without Rules, 107.9, 92.9, The Point.